Great to have you with us. Very, very fun time of the week every Tuesday when Liam Pickering wanders into the studio and just graces us with his presence for half an hour. Welcome to you, Pex.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Nice to see you, young man.
Good to be here.
Good. Busy week for you?
Always plenty on.
You've been called up to be part of the Victorian team, sort of an entourage of players to come into the rooms and pump them up?
No, I think Paul Connors probably put the end to that when that last EJ Witten game, when he was standing there with his hat on backwards. So that probably put the end to the player managers.
That was player X.
So you're not just player manager. You're a former state player.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they haven't asked me yet.
Well, you're probably...
Dimmer might. Now that Clarko's coaching Hawthorn, he might ask the question.
So we're going back to the 1996. Victoria played the Allies at the MCG.
Gee. Didn't pull a very big
in front of 35,000. Victoria,
the Allies,
2017, 137 beat the Allies 11-18-84.
Easily.
What was the was that the only state game that year or not?
Yep.
That was strange against the Allies. Wasn't
weird.
It?
Well, 95 was a big year. Was the year before the EJ won.
Yeah.
Where EJ did his lap, and then I sent the coach's box for that game. I was emergency.
Were you?
I was left out at the last moment.
I couldn't squeeze you in. I tried to squeeze you in.
The forward line, buddy. Were you in the forward line? Yeah, you, Ablett, Lockett.
Low. Oh, this is a good side. Archer, Barnes, Nathan Burke, Christy Colbert, Grant, Chris Grant, Rob Harvey, Gary Hocking, Duncan Kelly, Nigel Lappin, Stewie Lowe, Nicky Mansfield, Corey McKernahan, Mark McCurry, Gary O'Donnell, Brett Ratton, Riccardi, Sexton, Silvani, Anthony Stevens, and Diesel Williams. That's
Joe. I started on the bench that day.
Who's the
alongside
old man
of alongside of Greg Williams, Chris Grant, and Glenn Archer.
Who was on the bench? Sorry, who was
we were on the bench. Me, Glenn Archer, Chris Grant, and Greg Williams.
Okay, who's the old man out there?
Greg Williams.
What are your memories? Is that your? Was that? I'm not being smart.
No, that was only taking off. So I was emergency 95, and I was in the squad 97, but I only played it.
And how excited were you to play?
Oh, wrapped. Yeah, over the moon. Oh, a little bit intimidated, actually.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you back then you were. Yeah.
Well, but no, it was a big deal playing state footy then. To go to training was a big
deal. You didn't want to stuff up a training drill. Oh. You just it was.
The ball didn't hit the ground though.
Well, it did when I was kicking it, so I missed a few targets. I know that I missed a goal for about 15 metres out.
Did you get a better appreciation for any of those blokes that you play? I know it's only one game, but...
Not really.
You just knew they were all guns.
Yeah, they're all guns for a reason. It's why they're there. But the Allies had some decent players.
They did.
Bucks and bloody Dunstall and all these guys. But
that's right. Ackermanis.
Acker.
Nathan Buckley.
Benny Doolin. What's Benny Doolin?
Shane Crawford.
Benny Doolin, what's he famous for, Gary?
Getting his teeth knocked out by the big cement head.
Who got him?
Ned.
Ned, oh, that's right.
Jason
at
Dunstall.
At Victoria Park.
This was a good time. Matthew Richardson played for the Allies. He gave him a fair shellacking. Michael Voss played for the Allies.
Yeah, he gave him a nice old
and
hole.
And Graham Wright. That is a pretty good side.
Yeah, there were six Geelong players in that team in 96. Five of my teammates were in there as well.
So are you excited about Friday night? Corey McKernahan, it's a joke. Okay.
Yes, his name's McKernan, we get it. We like calling him McKernan.
Yeah,
I get
it, relax, it's a joke.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be good fun. And, I mean, it means something for the Victorians, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to mean the same for the All-Stars as it does for the Vics, because the big V is a pretty iconic jumper.
I think they've got a challenge, hasn't he, Horse, the coach, to try and find the hook that he's going to. Like, we suspect...
He'll just let him play.
We suspect the Vics have got some real Vic spirit in this group. I wonder whether they can generate that from an All-Stars point of view.
Yeah, I haven't had a decent, a real close look at the two teams, but I'm assuming there's a
bloody
good player.
They've got an unbelievable team. The All-Stars have got an unbelievable team. Once Pride will take over, though, will it not?
Well,
you put all these guys on the same field at the one time, and they see somebody going hard. It's like, okay. That's the standard.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm going to lift myself to that standard.
Yeah, and then they will. I mean, they're both great squads. As I said, I know the Victorian squad, but I haven't looked deeply into the Allies squad as such, or the All-Star squad.
You only need to worry. You only need to start thinking about the All-Stars midfield to know that it's going to be that they've got a super squad. I mean, Patrick Cripps goes into the middle with Nat Fyfe. That's enough. Those two are enough.
They haven't got a ruckman, have they? Are they struggling in the ruck division?
Yeah, well, Nick Nat's not available, so Lysette's been named.
Scotty Lysette
been named and one other. But
who have we got? Goldie.
Goldie and Steph Martin.
Steph Martin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Steph Martin's a good player. As is Goldie.
Darcy's going to be stepping out for Victoria.
He spoke really well the other day.
He was asked some really interesting questions about Dimitina and the, you know, the reference or the speculation.
Dimitina.
I mean, Harvey Dimmer, about the fact that he would be brushing shoulders with the coach and, you know, they might be trying to recruit him, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, Darcy's an intelligent kid.
He handled himself really well.
Yeah, like, very intelligent young bloke.
In fact, Gary made the point that he actually probably enjoys the interview as much as any player going around because he is smart and he knows how to handle himself in that situation.
Yeah, he can be quite intimidating, Darcy, because he's so intelligent. I think people don't want to have the challenge with him.
No, he looked, I said to Tim yesterday, he looked very, very at ease, fronting up with, he should have taken his sunglasses off. You as manager should be telling him that.
Can you pass that on to him?
I will, I'll pass that
he
on.
He did the interview with his son. He's
like, have you got a sunglass deal for him?
He might have got one on the way.
But he did, he looked like he was enjoying it. And, you know, he said, yeah, I'm used to this. And I know the speculation's coming and I'm in no rush.
I'm in no rush, we'll just let it see. So that'll take the bit of heat off me when I come in here on Tuesday now for a while, won't it?
Well, just one question about that, because we spoke in great detail about that last week. Was there follow-up from Collingwood after that?
No.
So they don't get on the phone to you and say, hang on, what's going on here? Just hose this down, will you, please?
No, but Ned Guy, who does their list, he's a list manager, he understands how it works.
Grundy's a ruckman, by the way, you idiots.
Yeah, he is.
That's Grundy. That's come through.
He's the all-star ruckman.
Yeah,
we haven't turned our mind.
Damn good ruckman, too.
Very good ruckman.
Yes, yeah, he's nice. A very good ruckman.
He's a nice player.
How do we miss Brody?
We don't have the all-star
team in
front of us.
He's probably the best ruckman in the comp. Mm-hmm.
He's very close to it. Just on Darcy, though. So no movement. There's nothing going on there at the moment.
Nothing really since I spoke to you this time last week.
Okay, the only other one we need to tick off is...
Oh, no, I've got a text here that needs to tick. After last week's missed opportunity, can you please ask Pickers what you should have asked last week?
What's that?
Have any clubs approached him regarding Darcy Moore, and if so, which clubs? That's Johnny Mack. We talked about for 15 minutes, Johnny.
Listen, Johnny Mack, didn't we go over that? Haven't we been there?
No clubs have approached you about Darcy Moore.
No, his name comes up in every discussion I have.
Right.
Every discussion, with every club.
With every club.
Regular meetings. They all ask. Of course they did. We go through our uncontracted list. Darcy Moore's name sitting there, coming out of contract in 2020. Every one of them are asking the question.
So Richmond had asked him.
Everyone's asked the question. We have discussions all the time.
Good question, Gary.
Not really.
Thanks for you.
No, it was a good question.
Bit of a military medium pace. I just let it go through the
Jordan, you pick the online edition up in about half an hour. Richmond have approached Pickering.
Yeah, old mate up there, bloody Slevo and the boys up there turning it around into a story.
What about Jordan DeGoey? Are you any closer to signing him?
No, I don't think Jordan's done anything. He's still...
No further conversation with him?
No. He's just taking his time.
You look at me. Look at me when you answer that question.
No.
Have you had more dialogue with him?
No. I'm not putting any pressure on him.
That wouldn't surprise us.
He knows
us.
Where we're at.
That wouldn't surprise us.
He knows where we're at. We haven't moved.
We're here. Brody Grundy is playing.
Well done. Brody's playing. Good on him. Victorians are going to win, aren't they?
Stop. It's a bloody exhibition game and then 5 exclamation marks. Well, we have the understanding that whilst
we think it means something.
From a Victorian point, we can't speak for the All-Stars. But it is of a very serious, being taken very seriously in the Victorian camp.
Mm.
Very seriously.
Well, fair enough. Why is Clarko not coaching now?
Yeah, so I read that. He's elected to coach Hawthorn. Game up at Moore, which is, I found that strange as well, because we spoke to Dimmer last week and he was sort of joking about Clarko and at what stage he'll take over the headset. And I'm sure that Clarko would have informed Dimmer, but... I don't know why he said yes then if he was going to coach the Hawks.
Strange.
Maybe something's changed from a Hawthorn setup and he has to go and coach them, but that's
Jeff,
a bit disappointing.
Jeff might have just said to him,
Jeff can't talk at the moment.
Oh, yeah, what's happened to Jeff?
Lost his voice.
He's got a neck brace or something.
Yeah, I think he's had some surgery.
I mean, an interview with Dwayne the other week. It was a long interview too. It was like a 45-minute job and you can hardly hear him.
Yeah, well, we hope he's all right, Mr. Kenneth.
He's... funny man.
You're our cricket man too. We needed 20 runs in the last two overs of that T20 game against South Africa.
Yeah, fell in a heap.
And we made 8.
Yeah, very ordinary effort.
Bowling.
But with Dave Warner 60-odd not out.
Yes.
Very weird finish.
That's an odd finish, isn't it?
It is. It's for Australia, it is. Tough. We normally close our games well. Girls had a win last night, which is good.
Yep. Did you watch that?
I watched a bit of it,
3 for 10.
Yeah, they were in all sorts of trouble.
Little Sri Lankan girl was bowling beautiful in-swingers.
It's either that or the spin our girls might struggle a little bit with. Yeah. It's interesting, and then India, didn't they get a hammering from New Zealand? I love that.
Smashed
by the Kiwis. We couldn't.
Kiwis are a different.
Tear the skin off a custard when they were out here.
They're a different proposition at home, aren't they?
Much different. Trent Bolt gets that ball to hoop.
Yeah.
over in New Zealand.
They had them in all sorts of
trouble. They were bowling blokes that were just letting the ball go and hit their off stump, and all sorts of stuff was going on. So that was good to see.
What did you make of the first round of the AFL?
AFL?
Marsh Community Series. Was there three takeouts?
I did the Western Bulldogs and North game. I
saw you there.
Bontempelli, outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Would have given him the whole six votes if I could have. I thought he was clearly the best player on the ground. North looked really scratchy to me. I called the Geelong Gold Coast game. The Cats were horrible.
Yeah.
Shocking.
They didn't really want to be there.
Shocking.
By the looks of that.
They were just insipid.
Here's a question for you.
I know it's a pre-season game.
And it's
still
not going to be a big drama for Geelong.
I hope not.
Why did Gary Ablett go and play?
He did.
I said, why did he?
I actually don't know.
Well, did you find it strange?
Because his body's right, and that's probably part of his prep.
He's 34 years of age. He's flown into Brisbane. He ran around like he really wasn't that interested. He had eight touches, yeah.
He was in the forward line. Only went in 30 times.
Do you question that as his manager?
Nah.
Why not?
Well, they know their prep. Their fitness guys know their prep.
You should
They're
question
building
it.
Him yeah. up.
You've been on the phone to Scotty?
No, I haven't been on the phone to Scotty. No, I have not.
You should get more involved as the manager.
Yeah.
That's what Gary and I often talk about.
We don't think you get involved enough
with your players.
Well, you single-handedly turned the Bulldogs around.
You didn't mind jumping in there and just saying to Bevo, hang on a minute, you got the wrong mix in the midfield.
All of a sudden they got the mix wrong. Look at the way they played in the finals. Yeah, so anyway, well, the Cats were a bit ordinary. Didn't watch too many of the others. The D's, who did the D's play? Adelaide. The Patrack.
Brownlow medal.
I was talking about this the other day. I spoke to Jordan Lewis about, because he's doing a couple of days a week mentoring and board scanning or whatever he's doing. And I asked him about a month ago, I reckon. I said to Louis, what's happening down the boards, how they all travel and this and that. He said, Patrack is finally getting it. He said, he's had a big preseason. He said, he's dropped a lot of weight. He's fit. Anyway, first game he goes out, best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, well, apparently they've already minted the Brownlow for him.
No, let's not go overboard.
Hey, we're going to take your observations after this, because on what's been going on and around the media landscape.
You've got to get the Hummer.
We don't say that, because it doesn't go to everyone, okay? So we just
let the host.
Cobbles.
Bulldogs here, son.
Sorry, Cobbles.
Live Sport, EPL, Liverpool 1, West Ham 2, 55th minute. I don't think they've lost Liverpool all year, Wispy. Their last loss was at Anfield in the league back on the 23rd of April 2017 against Crystal Palace. So 2-1 down against West Ham in the 55th minute. Liam Pickering's here. Pickers, over to you, my friend.
Well, I'll start off. I know you guys might have played this earlier, but I've always had a feeling that Donald Trump is an Indian fan, a cricket fan in particular. And this just typified that I got my thoughts right.
Where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
It didn't help, though, because you know who flew from America to India with Donald Trump, don't you?
Who?
Juan Antonio Samaranch, okay?
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Donald. You know about this big call.
Which call?
State of Origin. Fox and Seven are coming together to call the big State of Origin. You versus you.
Yep. Not versus. Together.
Together as one.
Yeah, we're all one.
This is what we can expect a little bit of.
How exciting is that?
I'm very pumped.
So tell me this. Last 30 seconds, ball goes deep into the Victoria. They're 2 points down. Tom Lynch comes charging out. Who's got the call? Who's going to take the microphone?
Who do you reckon's going to take the microphone? It's Eddie. It's obvious.
No.
Eddie's hosting.
Brian and Anthony calling.
Brian will.
Don't underestimate Hutto.
Hutto's going to get in ahead.
He'll take Brian on.
Does he like to be the finisher?
He'll take Brian on. Don't you worry about that.
Well, we know who's going to win that.
I know he's going to be able to take on Brian. I don't think so. Hey, Wisp, I picked one up for you, by the way. Gotcha one from the other day. This is you.
The AFL's pre-season opener is at St Kilda's spiritual home in Moorabbin.
Gotcha.
Harsh.
Oh, that's harsh. It's harsh, but I've jumped on you. I've jumped on you like a cheap suit.
I can do better than that.
Oh, no, I've got some of your best ones. They're all in file. They're in a file back in the office. Right. Tell you who was up and about. Talk about being back. Excited to be back at calling footy. Loin chop over here.
On the Pally's on 37. That's career equal career high for him. Back in 2018, round 22, he got 37. That's off the top of the head, Rook.
Just off the top of his head. Just off the top of his head.
Gary.
Hey, you know what?
It's exactly where they get fed, right into your ear.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone's giving you that stat, you roll with it.
Do you wear the Biggles gear when you're calling this year? You're going to be wearing that?
Probably.
I saw him the other day. Dwayne had made a remarkable recovery from 5 bags of plasma that he had.
What about Dwayne? Out of hospital on Friday at 3 o'clock, straight to the commentary box at Fox. He didn't do his show.
He had to have a blood transfusion. He was in overnight.
Well, we tried to keep that quiet, but
every time I got to a nearer microphone, I've told everyone about it.
Did he pick that something up over in Florida?
He told me he thought he had jet lag, but he burst an ulcer or something.
Low blood count. Yeah. Low blood count.
Dangerous. Up he's okay.
He is. He's fine.
He looked fine. Right, this was you again, Gaz. Hillary, not a massive fan of you.
You know, I love the Demon.
Was Gary one of your favourite players, Hillary?
He was, but he was a bit of a snob.
Were you a snob?
That's not right, Hillary.
You're going to be the captain, mate. You've got to let it go.
Liverpool have scored, by the way.
Of course they have.
Liverpool 2-2 with Sam.
Jurgen Klopp.
You know, we're talking about the State of Origin game. Curly Austin, I know he might come on. He'll be coming on later in the week, no doubt, if he's not on today. Curly was the coach, obviously, in 95-96.
Yep.
And I was sitting in the coach's box in 95 with Peter Dean and Ross Smith, were the emergencies. So Dean and I are in the box. Rossy Smith's on the bench. He's on the bench with the interchange players. Mm. Freezing cold. Remember how cold it was?
I do remember.
Filthy day. Anyway, so I've looked at halftime. I'm starving here. I look over. Peter Dean gives me a wink. He's got me a meat pie in his hand. Thanks very much. So I'm sitting in the back of the coach's box eating a meat pie while the game's going on.
You can't have a dogger.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, this is going to be pretty high tech how they come up with the EJ Witt medalist, right? I'm thinking, it'll be a voting system. Got to the 20-minute mark of the last quarter, and they're saying, we've got to give the best on the ground. Oh, and Jared's there. Jared Healy's chairman of selectors. And I'm thinking, well, Mickey Mansfield's had a good game. He said, well, Matty Mansfield's been good. I said, his name's not Matty. He called him Matty 5 times. I said, oh, that's right, Mick, sorry. And in the end, this is how it went down. Nah, just give it to the big fella. Plugger. Just give it to the big fella. He's kicked 5. That was Jared. So Jared just wins it.
His secret's been let out.
Long story.
It wasn't
really a long story. Just give it to him.
It certainly took us up to the State of Origin game.
Yeah, let's have a listen to a bit of Dwayne, you smart Alex.
And I'm lucky enough I can afford the $50. But I watched it all yesterday. I watched the undercard. I watched the pre-fight circus. You know, I loved every bit of that as much as I loved the fight. I remember wagging school with mates for a Larry Holmes fight all those years ago.
There you go. The Pipe, a big boxing fan. Just one quick one.
Quick one.
Nick Riewoldt gave the Pipe nothing during this passage of play.
Yeah, spelt with an X, but pronounced Cherry as in Neil Diamond. You got the way to move me. I'll let you do the rest. If you like, Nick.
Not my vintage, though.
Cherry, not yours.
No.
He was excited the fact that Cherry was going up against Sweet. He loved that on Friday night.
He loves it.
Lovely to see you.
I'm off to Adelaide.
Are you?
Upstairs to talk to Adelaide.
We're here on Saturday off the bench with you and Hutchie with your very, very popular show.
We'll be at Alexandra this week.
He'll be in the dressing rooms on Friday night too with his
Come on, boys.
With his Darcy Moore boy.
Come on, boys.
Keep your story short.